Where are we right now in terms of trials looking at either bevacizumab or cetuximab in the first-line metastatic setting?
I think the bevacizumab data is much more mature, been more studies more widely published with longer follow-up and so on. But the more recent studies, the CRYSTAL data in advanced disease with FOLFIRI plus cetuximab, the OPUS data, FOLFOX plus or minus cetuximab, and the EPIC data in second-line disease, irinotecan with or without cetuximab, all suggested higher objective response rates, improvement in progression-free survival with the addition of cetuximab. So, and they're all prospectively randomized trials, two of them phase three, one a randomized phase two. So the body of evidence that adding cetuximab to chemotherapy improves outcome is, to me, very substantial. I think it's very believable. In fact, the FDA just this week has expanded the indication for cetuximab combined with chemotherapy in the second-line setting. But as I look at the data overall, I think the effect of the EGFR inhibitors, cetuximab specifically, is definite, it's real, it does add. The question now for us is whether it's going to add to the curative potential of adjuvant therapy in patients with earlier stage disease.
But if you sort of, does it look roughly similar when you see adding cetuximab to first-line therapy or just in general metastatic disease in terms just overall anti-tumor effect compared to chemo adding bevacizumab? About the same? Does cetuximab look a little better, a little worse?
I think it's in the same range.
Yes, it seems like it.
It's in the same range.
Maybe not as much data or clinical experience.
I think that's correct. And then the other issue, though, is the skin rash.
Yeah, the rash is not good.
It's not good. And it's one of the major challenges with the EGFR inhibitors. This applies to panitumumab as well. For these agents to really find a role in clinical practice that can be really embraced, we need to focus in on the patients that have the best chance of responding, and then secondly, do something to minimize the skin rash.